So you said evolution, if evolution is a fact, why is it in the theoretical status or whatever? Theories, a scientific theory is basically a collection of like proven hypotheses. So the fact that it's a theory is really its strength.
So, by definition, what is a hypothesis?
A hypothesis is a possible explanation for something that we observe in nature, but has yet to be proven. So, like,
So,
if we, I mean, this is an evolution, but if we go back to plate tectonics, before the theory of plate tectonics, Alfred Wegener came up with a hypothesis called continental drift. So he proposed that the continents had changed places. And it was predicated on tons of really excellent evidence, but he never came up with like a justification really for it. He thought maybe the moon's gravity pulled on the continents, and obviously that would be at an incredibly slow rate, but over huge spans of time they could move. Turns out that that is insufficient to actually do that. But then we discovered, once we mapped the ocean floor, that oh, it's broken up into, it has all these seams everywhere, and we can actually see in places a new lithosphere, new crust on our planet forming. So the theory of plate tectonics described or contains like mechanisms and a bunch of evidences that describe the way in which the plates move around.
Yeah, I
So when
agree.
Wegener wrote his paper, it was like 1911, and like there was evidence, but because there was no mechanism to describe how it happened, it's sort of like, I don't know, could be a lot of things. But then once we discovered what actually, like the evidence that could describe how it happens, then we had a scientific theory.
No, I agree. I mean, I'm just saying, like with plate tectonics, it's kind of a different construct when it comes to evolution because we do see adaptational evolution of environment, like birds with different plumage to match the canopy, all those things. But when it comes to a poop throwing primate going into a human being, we really have nothing to legitimize that.
I mean, we have a pretty good fossil record of early hominids. If
But
humans evolved, there should be upright walking apes that don't have brain cases as large as ours, that aren't quite as tall as our as us, whose hip structure should be a little bit awkward at some points, whose position of the hole in the bottom of the head should slowly go back towards the back of the head instead of on the bottom. There are like specific changes in the rib cage and the face as well. And we have hundreds and hundreds of those.
Yeah, those are like physical attribute traits of adaptation, environmental, external impact. Like if I sleep on a pillow, as opposed to them sleeping on a rock or a ground, my head's going to
No,
shape.
you cannot physically adapt your way to do I want, well, we'll have to do this forward. Australopithecus, I mean, its brain is a fourth the size of ours, maybe only a fifth. You can't adapt your way to having your brain case grow by that factor.
But being more primitive of
I
a
mean, you
being,
can, but that's what evolution is.
if you think of their environment being more primitive, their brain cases would have had to have been stronger, more potential of being attacked or hit in the head by a rock, or we really don't have that. I mean, it's
I don't know
environment.
what that's an argument for.
Well, I mean, it's not proof that evolution, I mean, that's just basically adaptational change. Evolution is we went
If you're going to
from
say that there were, before modern humans existed, there were other human species that weren't the same as us, but they are our ancestors, but that's not evolution, then I have no clue what you're talking about.
Well, the thing is, okay, so when I look through the whole, species, everything, there's nothing that replicates us. There's nothing at all that comes even close. And they claim it's a monkey.
I don't know what replicating us means. You mean there's nothing as smart as
Nothing that
people are?
imitates us. Yeah, nothing that imitates us even close. Like you can say a dolphin. echolocation, all those things, sonar.
That doesn't prove anything.
Exactly. So it's a theory in status because
No,
there's
no, no,
nothing
no, no,
comparable
no,
to
no.
us to sit there and say that we evolved from.
Your argument says nothing about the truthness of evolution.
How not? To have
How
a
would
fact, you
it?
have to have a baseline comparison. There's nothing to go off of.
What does that mean?
So, okay. Name me one other example in any kind of species where they went from something as primitive as a monkey to something so advanced they can create cellular networks that contact the entire globe at a man's whim. Harnesses the weapon of an atom after they
What
split it to
would that
create nuclear
prove?
warfare.
I don't understand how that evolution can only be true if other things invent the SR-71 Blackbird. That makes
It's my favorite
zero
plane, by the way.
sense.
Not really, because I mean, when I look at birds, I can sit there and understand why one bird adapted to their current state environment.
Evolved. You can't, what?
Yeah, but we cannot be explained through evolution.
Yes, we can. We again, we have the missing links. They have been found, and we have the genetics that confirm that we are related to other primates. The only thing that genetics can tell you is if you and another thing come from another living thing in the past. My brother and my sister, we share more DNA with each other than anybody else on the planet does, and that's what confirms that we have the strongest relationship, and that our relationship is to a couple of organisms in the not too distant past. And us and chimps, 98.6% the same. And I mean, the only way for us to not be related to other life forms is to share zero genes with them, but that's not the case.
But still, it doesn't make any sense
That humans are smart?
that humans are as smart and as capable as we are.
So the vast majority of that is due to culture and the way we pass on information, which isn't really part of our evolution. But
But
like
no other
where hu where
species.
bi like there were you know that there's been multiple species of human, right? There were Neanderthals, there were Denisovans. They weren't us, but they were arguably just as smart as us. There may have been some like weird quirks like in culture that they never quite developed like we did, and maybe we caused them to go extinct, or maybe they went extinct because of bad luck, or maybe we just boned them so many times that their gene pool became part of our gene pool. I mean, we know that it is, or that it did to an extent. But yeah.
Usually from personal observation, when people bone of the same genetic material or relation, they end up with trailer people and double wides. Not too smart. But I don't know. I'm just saying, if you want to sit there and declare that evolution itself, when it comes to human beings, is a fact, you have to have proof, definitive proof, going from
What do you
start to
think genetics is other than definitive proof that we are related to other primates? Like the genetic hierarchies you get when you analyze DNA for us are perfect. What organism should we be most like? The other great apes, because they're the most like us in like outward appearances. And we are, more so than anything else. It's exactly what you would think would happen. And then we have the fossil record of all the ancient, more primitive human ancestors as well.
So, would you agree that human beings, by definition, are a scientific anomaly in comparison to all the other species on the face of the planet in existence?
Every single organism is an anomaly.
No,
Can
they
you
all.
feel the magnetic field? Because some migratory birds can. Can
No, they
you
all.
live in the vacuum of outer space for hours at a time? Because tardigrades can. There are countless things on this
Environment.
planet that are vastly more successful at living than we are.
But I'm saying comparatively, you can look at one species and directly link that to another through a series of adaptations.
I
Human beings,
have,
you can't.
what does that mean?
Because when you explain human genetics and, you know, their predecessors, you're talking about previous existence of human beings. Then you have that gap where you link it to monkeys and there's nothing in between. There's no in-between species. There's no proof of it. That's why you go from, was it Neanderthal?
So there's no proof. I've explained the proof to you countless times. Are you not paying attention, or are you just like reading note cards?
I'm not reading note cards. I am paying attention. I've studied the issue very, very in-depthly.
Okay, what is the evidence that humans evolved?
There is none, is what I'm saying.
I've given you so many different things.
How is that so many things? It's different species.
Name one of the things that I told you, because I've said a bunch.
What did we evolve from?
No. Answer the question.
What was your question?
Name one of the evidences that I gave, because I gave many.
Well, you gave, what was it? Pithecological man, whatever the species that you named was. Pithecial man.
I never said anything like what you just said. See, you're not even trying to pay attention.
No, I am paying attention.
No, you're not. You're not at all. I gave you multiple pieces of evidence, and then you said there is no evidence. And then I said, repeat anything that I told you in this conversation. And you came up with something I never said. The Pythias man, I think you're trying to, I think your brain is going to that the Piltdown man, which was a hoax, proving you are actually reading note cards. They're just in your memory. You are not paying attention at all.
Wait, is that the one that got kicked out of the Smithsonian Institute for fossil records being doctored with primate pieces? Is that one?
I don't know the specifics of it, but there was a fraudulent piece of multiple. A jawbone or something like that.
Yeah, there's multiple that were doctored by paleontologists or whatever.
So anyways, I gave you multiple lines of evidence that humans have evolved. Can you seriously not recite a single one of them?
I literally just had a conversation with you about it. I was asking, where's the genesis?
Yeah, my claim is that you're not even trying to pay attention. This is your way of proving to me that you're paying attention.
I am paying attention. I'm asking
then
you.
Then what did I say?
Show me a monkey.
For fuck's sake. I told you multiple specific lines of evidence that humans evolved. Repeat any of them.
Where did we come from before humans?
What are you doing?
I'm asking you a simple question.
What are you doing?
Where did we come from before humans?
I asked you a question.
You named human.
Answer the question.
You talked about what? Sinus cavity, elongation of the back.
You're not paying attention. Okay, so we have established that you're not paying attention.
Did I literally just quote?
You are committed to not even trying to understand this. You don't believe it. And nothing that anybody says matters at all. So now we've got that out of the way, you can ask me whatever you want.
Okay. Even though I did, you know, recite a bunch of things you did bring up. So, which monkey species did we come from?
Homo heidelbergensis.
Okay. Say that one more time.
Heidelbergensis.
Okay. And what specific genetics, DNA, have they linked directly between us?
I don't think we have any DNA of Homo heidelbergensis. But it's done anatomically.
Oh, so it's a comparison of what? Traits that match? Physical traits?
Yes.
So a theory. No definitive proof. It's like this.
So physical. What would count as proof to you?
Somebody else.
This will be fascinating. I'm certain of it. What would count as proof to you?
I don't know, some kind of proof that is not theoretical in nature.
Okay, give me an example of non-theoretical proof.
Okay, I don't know, DNA, chromosomal value. DNA,
there you go. Humans are most closely related to genetically to the other great apes. We've also sequenced the Neanderthal DNA or genome. We can see that they were, the both of us were a type of like, we're basically both subspecies of humans. In fact, they are Neanderthal. Their name is Homo sapiens Neanderthalis, I think. Actually, I'll have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure that
we didn't show the
But yeah, so Yeah, the DNA. We have that proof. That was actually one of the things I said earlier.
Oh, the DNA?
Yep.
What was the name of the species?
Homo heidelbergensis.
But previously you said we didn't have the DNA evidence for that.
Right. So if humans evolved, then that would mean if life in general evolves, that means that all life must be related. It is. There.
So there's a definitive line with no gaps.
I have no idea what that means.
So there's a definitive line, a predecessory with no gaps.
If we had 10 billion examples of such, and you said, oh, but what goes between this one and that one? I mean, is that something you would do? I feel like it is.
Well, yeah, it's kind of definitive proof. No gaps.
There's no such thing as definitive proof to you when it comes to this. You don't believe it, and you won't believe it no matter what.
What was it? Homo, what was the species?
I don't feel like saying it again.
Oh, I got my Google. I don't want to look it up.
Homo heidelbergensis.
There it is. Smithsonian's human origins. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, while you're doing that, let me ask you a question. Let's say somebody is accused of moita, right?
Right.
And this moita takes place at a house with a known address, right?
Okay.
Okay. They have a Ring doorbell, and there is Ring doorbell footage of the person who is accused walking into the house.
Okay.
Is that evidence that they did it?
Yes, but you have no evidence of your
mind. Okay. Now, what if, now let's do this. You're the judge and you have that evidence, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm the lawyer for the client. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Your Honor, you have this video showing that my client was present, but you have no idea where my client was 10 minutes before. You have to dismiss this case. There is nothing definitive here.
But the before isn't part of the argument. It isn't why they're being charged.
That's your argument?
Okay. Yeah, I don't trust.
So then how many missing links do we need? All of them? Or is just one evidence that humans evolved?
Well, I mean, if I want an answer to something, I don't want 3/4 of it and then the other 25% to be guesses. I mean, I don't know what you settle for, but I kind of have a higher standard.
Okay. If humans evolved, it would mean that they were humanoid apes that lived in the past. We know for a fact that there were humanoid apes that lived in the past.
Okay.
So what is that if not evidence that humans evolved?
I don't know. If I was a judge, I'd say it's evidence another species existed. If you can't directly link the two, it's just theoretical in nature.
Is it evidence that, yeah, okay, you can't link the client to the murder. All you're doing is placing him at the place.
Well, if he murdered them in front of a Ring cam, then I can definitely convict
him. No, it wasn't caught on camera. It just placed him there.
At the time of it happening?
Yep.
Well, he can't be in two places at once.
I know. I didn't say that.
So there's video proof of him being right there on Ring cam.
Yep. And there's fossil proof of our ancestors. It's right there.
On a Ring cam?
Yes, it's on a Ring cam.
That stuff's getting pretty intelligent lately. Must be AI.
Yep.
Oh, no, the only thing I found on, let's see, science.org, DNA Nathanderol, Neanderthal. DNA from Neanderthal relative may shake up human family tree. And then as you scroll through, it talks about it being theoretical in nature, like I said.
Okay.
And the scientist even proceeds to say, as you move forward with this new evidence, it does not definitively prove that they're a direct link to Homo sapien.
That Neanderthals are not a direct link to Homo sapiens?
Yeah, it says
we didn't evolve from them. We're related to them, but
But we're talking about evolution. We're not talking about cousins of a mother, of a sister, of a brother. Like, I understand, like, as you move through and you progress as a civilization and more population comes out, you do develop certain traits based off that birth. But we're talking a monkey that threw poop and ate leaves. Probably didn't wipe its butt.
Have you ever eaten a
But
salad?
yeah, I have. Why?
Oh, so you eat leaves too. Interesting. Interesting.
I eat leaves. I mean,
Yep,
maybe one
you
animal
do.
that hasn't,
Sounds like
maybe
you
one
kind of
animal
are a
that
monkey,
hasn't
Mike.
eaten a leaf. Maybe one animal that hasn't eaten a leaf more or less. So wait, based off your theory, a cow eating grass, pretty much the same as that, comparatively.
Grass blades are not leaves.
Well, they're a form of it. I mean,
Are they?
I know it is foliage, but still pretty much the same thing.
This is actually an interesting question. Is grass technically a leaf? I mean, grass has no stalk, so I would say no, but it's an interesting question. Anyways.
You could honestly define the Earth as a stalk, though. You could, because it covers it from this direct
I am so not interested in this philosophical
perspective.
discussion of what grass is. Anyways, what other problems do you have with evolution?
Well, I don't know. The fact that you talk about creationism is stupid, and evolution was actually created by a Christian, Charles Darwin. Oh, Big Bang Theory was too. Georges Lemaitre wrote it to
Yeah, he had a
legitimize
dick too. Let's just
one.
claim that penises are responsible for the Big Bang Theory there.
So you
You
mean
know
to
what a
tell me that
spurious correlation is?
you mean to tell me that somebody that studied religion to become a missionary abroad that wrote the theory of
Couldn't have done it
evolution?
without a penis. Yep, that's what I'm telling you. So
No, actually,
you thought somehow being
you think that
Christian
religious
was
teachings
like
were
an
intelligent?
important qualifier to it? Nope, turns out it's just having a wiener.
That's kind of pivoting. I mean, I pointed out something pretty obvious in nature, and it is historically proven, and you go straight for the wiener. That's not cool. I mean, that's kind of homophobia of you, but I mean, it's 2024. We're not here to judge equality.
Homophobias. Interesting.
Well, you're the one making wiener jokes
It's not
about
a
a guy.
joke.
Well, you kind of did it for humorous nature.
Okay.
So was Darwin a
I'm
Christian?
pointing out that the wiener is as much a scientific tool as the sextant is.
A sextant can reproduce.
Oh,
Okay.
God. Have
I
Mike, I
mean,
have a question. Have you?
there's a sex in the name. Yeah, which question?
Never mind. So
No, go ahead.
no, no, it's not important. So what are your other problems with evolution?
Well, I mean, so if you're a true scientist, okay, look at science. I mean, I just proved the fact that the foundations of the majority of your science are based in religion. Georges Lemaitre,
No, they're
Charles
not. They're not
Darwin.
based in religion.
You mean to tell me the personal belief and indicative of research that they have done for how long? Georges Lemaitre was a Catholic priest when he wrote The Big Bang Theory. You mean to tell me
He was also a scientist, so let's just say that
it
it's
can't be both?
indicative of science
It
there.
can't be both.
Again, they
So,
both had penises. So
well,
are penises indicative of science?
did he write the Big Bang and then
Does he
write
have
sermon?
did he have a dick?
Did he stand up in
Did he
front of
have a
everybody and say,
dick?
believe in God, and then left and said,
Did
by
he
the way,
have
don't
a
believe in God?
dick?
What does that got to do with it?
What does him being Christian have to do with it?
What do I seriously bet?
Congratulations, Mike. You almost get it.
I almost get it.
Yeah, you almost get it. You're not capable of getting it, but you are capable of getting all the way there, just not of understanding.
So
You did this earlier.
a
You're
Catholic
capable of
priest.
getting literally all the way there
Finish my.
to the actual point,
See, I'm
to the point where
admitting
you're
my.
actually saying it yourself, but then you are incapable of comprehending it.
So he's a Catholic priest, right? He
Yep,
has a
with a dick.
congregation.
Yep.
Okay. He goes into a
Wave
church
that
and
magical man meat and out popped science. That's how it works.
Do you need to go to Pornhub? Look up a BBC video. Are you okay? Keep
Are
talking
you
about
okay?
wieners. I'm not the one thinking about wieners, dude. I mean, we're talking about theology and
Pretty sure you
science.
are. You keep bringing up these men.
You're talking about dude zipper dippers and stuff. I'm talking about religion.
Zipper dipper. That's funny.
So make this make sense. He goes into a church, preaches, follow a God, worship him, read what I'm going to tell you in my Bible, and then leaves and says, I'm going to write a theory that's going to go across the globe, influence millions.
Mike, you're a fucking idiot. He didn't just open a book and then say, the Big Bang is a thing that happened. It was discovered by doing science.
How is it discovered?
With a telescope.
They looked through a telescope and they saw a Big Bang?
They looked through a telescope! They could see the redshifts in the galaxies.
And that totally recreates, you know, a cosmic explosion. Hurtling.
That's a dumb way of putting it for dumb people to understand, but sure, why not? What does a universe that is expanding do if we run the clock backwards through time? What does it do?
How do you know a universe is expanding?
What does it do?
What do you mean? Does it suck
what
itself?
What does an expanding universe do as you run the clock backwards through time?
I got the answer. I got the answer. It has a dick. That's what it does.
What does an expanding universe do as you run the clock backwards through time?
It gets smaller and smaller like a dick in cold water.
Okay, dude, you gotta calm down here. Yeah, so that's the Big Bang.
But no, like the thing is, it's a theory though.
Yeah, it is proven.
Okay, so what's the first verse of the Bible?
The first verse?
Yeah, what is it?
In a beginning, when God began forming the heavens and the earth.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah, sure, you can go with that.
And what happened in the Big Bang?
What happened in the Big Bang? Space expanded. Quite quickly.
The heavens and the earth were created.
No.
Okay, so I'll pose it to you
like... evidence of anything ever being created, ever.
Well, we have evidence that both those stories were written by Christians. I mean, I've read multiple biographies, I mean, even from people that actually knew them. But, I mean, that's a conspiracy theory anyway. So when it comes down...
You said, so we'll just ignore it and move on to something else.
The foundations of your science are rooted in people you haven't met. Teachings of people... Teachings that were given to you and you took them for face value. Faith. Prophets. You believe them. You follow them.
Like
you study them.
Al-Haytham?
No, I'm actually comparing this to a conformed religion and your criticism of it.
Ibn al-Haytham was religious, and he wrote out the steps to the modern scientific method.
Yeah, you don't think that impacted
that? 500 years before Bacon or Galileo, I might add.
Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, Kevin Bacon.
I know who Galileo is. I haven't heard of Bacon, though.
Francis Bacon. Whatever.
Oh, Francis Bacon. Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Yeah.
Immediately, I went for Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
But the thing is your structure of science, it's theoretical in nature and foundation.
I literally have no idea what you're trying to say by that. The way it's you do science is you actively prove things through experiment and observation.
So how did you experiment to provide a Big Bang in its experience?
The question is not, have I done this? The question is, has it been done? Exactly. It has been done.
It has been done. Yes. I think I would have seen research. I think I would have seen that.
An ignoramus like you, no, you wouldn't have.
That's not nice. I didn't call you an ignoramus.
When was the last time you went online and was like, let me read some scientific papers related to these things that I don't believe in. When was the last time you did that?
Actually, probably about, I want to say 10 years ago when I was an agnostic, when I was raised in a Christian household.
Interesting. And what did you find?
I found a lot of it rooted in theory. In Christianity.
Science rooted in Christianity?
Yeah.
The Bible says things like lean not on your own understanding. Does that sound like science to you?
No, it sounds like the one that created the Big Bang and the human species, which is an anomaly by nature. And it does state that it is designed after God, which, I mean, if you were to sit there and compare an animal looking at us,
a human and our capabilities
accomplish, they would consider us a god by definition.
By definition, a god is a supernatural being. We are not supernatural beings.
A group-drawing primate looking at a human being and then playing on a cell phone, going on TikTok, having conversations with people across the world. What would that look like to them? Kind of godlike. They can also control when they live or they die, control if their environment's destroyed at any time they want
it. Sure, maybe chimpanzees could form some sort of argument from personal incredulity. Maybe they could do that. Why do you think... So since we can't... We can't do anything with this you not believing in evolution. Like, we kind of had a conversation about it, but now I don't know what the hell's going on. So what do you believe is the alternative and why?
Creationism, which is why I was getting to your next point.
Why do you believe that?
Because, I mean, I've read multiple mathematicians and statisticians that say that it's more probable than the Big Bang.
Oh, so it's all just theoretical and you literally just take other people's word for it, huh?
But wait, you're allowed to trust the science and the only definition is I was an actual scientist because I was an agnostic at the time that I looked it up and I was holding all variables as a possibility. You already ruled one out.
Wow.
Science is subject to change, am I right?
Yeah, that's how we know it works.
So every variable is not exactly ruled out until it's definitively ruled out. You already ruled religion out.
What?
That's why
religion has no explanatory value.
Religion has a no explanatory value. What do you mean?
Name one thing that it explains.
Well, I think it pretty much encapsulated Genesis 1:1 pretty well with Georges Lemaître, the Catholic priest's theory that he came up with. That's why he wrote it.
Name one thing that religion explains.
What it explains? The current shitty state of humanity, self-absorption.
Yeah, you have a fair point there. I thought we were since we're kind of talking about science, I thought this would be like, name something it can explain about the universe. That's what I meant. Not like something that has to do with the experiences of primates here on Earth.
It did explain that it came from nothingness, the universe itself. It says it in the very first verse.
Sorry, could you say it again?
It does explain that the universe came from nothingness.
It makes a claim. I said, tell me something that it explains.
Well, I mean, that claim is synonymous with the claim that you back for the foundations of your science with the Big Bang Theory.
Nope, I never claimed where the universe comes from. I explicitly said that. So tell me something that it explains.
Created by a Christian who read the same book I did.
So for the third time, tell me one thing that it explains.
Well, I don't know. Euphrates is drying up. That's explained in Revelations. That's pretty random.
It's done that hundreds of times.
Yeah, it's actually pretty much bone dry, and they state it dries up completely.
It's done that hundreds of times.
Yeah, to the point of now? No.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because in my research it didn't say that. It said the water level probably
dried up. One thing that religion explains...
existence, the purpose of it.
In what way?
Well, I'll give you a good example. I believe one way, you believe another. And our conversation isn't triggering me, but it's triggering you. And we believe differently.
One thing that your religion can explain.
I just did. I named one.
No, you just made a claim.
That's not a claim. That's actual proof. Everybody in the conversation.
The thing that your religion explains is that I'm triggered?
No, it actually explains the difference between faith and ignorance.
Okay, explain how it does that.
How it does that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you have the Israelites in the Old Testament that, you know, were given and blessed information and truth so many times, walked away, were punished. Then you go to the New Testament, pretty much same thing. It just repeats itself over and over and over.
What does that have to do with faith versus evidence? I forgot what you said. What you said had so little to do with what you said before that I completely forgot what it was.
Are you not listening to me?
Are you not making cogent sentences?
Not that long ago. What did I just say?
You said the difference between faith and ignorance. That's what it was. So, okay. Yeah, there was an Old Testament and then there was a New Testament. In what way does that do anything to help us understand the difference between faith and ignorance? By the way, those are synonyms, so I'm not really sure what your point is.
I mean, you trust your science based off of faith.
Nope.
So you don't?
Nope. Scientific information is like publicly available, and we all experience the rewards that the scientific process brings us. So no, there's no faith involved in that. Faith doesn't mean trust. Faith means that you believe in something for absolutely no reason whatsoever. You have no justification for believing in it. You just believe it.
So you why have, do you believe
emotional reason to believe it, I guess, but that's not a real reason.
Why do you believe in evolution?
Because of the evidence.
How does that benefit you?
Has it benefit
at me? All as a human being?
I didn't say
yeah, that how does it benefit, you?
Benefit me.
So you believe in something out of faith and ignorance, which provided you no benefit at all.
Like I literally just went over how it's not faith. You really do not go off the cue cards, do you? That's amazing. It's like the fifth time something has been directly explained to you, and then you just go back to your cue card.
What cue card? I'm not even running on a cue card.
You have a, let's call them mental heuristics, not that you could describe or even spell either of those words. But yeah, you have fallbacks in your brain for every, like, no, it doesn't matter what I say, you'll just resort to these things to confirm what you already think, because you just, I don't know, you want to live life that way for some reason.
No, I've actually studied both sides. You've only studied one. So who's really the ignorant?
Probably the person pretending that they know my life. That's what I would say.
Have you studied the Bible?
Not only ignorant, but arrogant, actually.
Have you studied the Bible?
I've read, not the entire thing cover to cover.
Okay, but you can cite about probably 15 million different species examples of fossils, primates, fossil record, all these different things. It sounds like you're enveloped in one religion, but not the other.
What religion?
Science.
Science isn't a religion, nor can it be a religion, because okay. Science actually excludes even the possibility of the supernatural as an explanation for anything.
Can I explain it with the similarities?
What?
Can I explain the similarities in, you know, Christianity or whatever religious structure as opposed to science?
At the end of the day, what you're going to say is people believe in two different things, and that makes them both religions, which is stupid.
No, it actually, I mean, they're very synonymous.
They're not at all.
Okay, so I'll give it to you. You've never met Charles Darwin. You never met Georges Lemaître. You never met Francis Bacon. You never met any of them. Prophets.
Science is reproducible. Religion is not.
Then
and
you
the
have
way the way they go about proposing the explanations for things could not be more different.
You have the teachings that they wrote, which
yeah, you
spread.
Not, you're not listening.
Doctrine, preaching.
Wait, I have an idea.
Yeah.
There, shut the fuck up. So, anyways, I'll let you ask like one final question, but I mean, at this point, it's kind of boring. So.
Okay. If you're so convicted in what you believe, why are you so friggin' triggered right now? Confidence doesn't come with insecurity, which poses arrogance. That's all I wanted to ask.
Interesting.
Now think about it. Your mind when you come up with the real answer and you don't lie to yourself about it. I didn't insult you once. You insulted me a million times.
Yeah, because you're stupid.
Yeah, aggression comes with insecurity.
Probably not, I don't know. Is that an insult? Like if, I don't know, if you had one leg and I said you have one leg, would that be an insult?
It's only insulting if you feel it is insulting. It's just me making an observation. If you're convicted by it, that's a you problem, not a me problem.
What? Convict? I'm convicted by your stupidity? What?
Well, you actually did react to it. You got triggered. You got aggressive. You started calling me names for no reason at all. So, yeah, you definitely.
No, I had reasons. You're very dumb.
If you're so confident in what you believe, you should have no reason at all. You should just let it shake it off. And oh my gosh, look at this
the
dumb idiot.
confidence I have is what? Because I'm confident, I'm able to point out your bullshit.
What bullshit?
To every single argument you had about evolution was incredibly stupid.
Did you even know that both of those theories were written by Christians? Did you even know that in all your extensive research? You seemed pretty dumbfounded when I brought it up. You kind of went silent pretty quick.
Mike, you are something else.
Okay, so if you know so
Proof
much
that
about
not
evolution.
everybody evolved from our much lower forms. Man.